الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and sisters listening over receivers, I have discussed this ayat of the Quran Sharif many times, and we all know that it was revealed when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mounted on his camel, the Quswa, and in his presence were 124,000 companions of his, each and every one of whom was a shining star. It was the last pilgrimage of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So without going into any detailed explanation of this ayat, the point that I wish to discuss is related to the subject that I commenced with last week. And that is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was given the perfect deen, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he was the greatest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said, it was nothing but wahi. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of all things that were going to happen until the day of Qiyamah. And even after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed that these are the things that are going to happen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he predicted, whatever he foretold, whatever he informed the ummat of, it has taken place or it will take place. There is no question of any doubt. Anything else we can have a doubt, but what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there can be absolutely no doubt. So we discussed many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam last week with regards to fitnas, calamities, disasters, trials and tests. So the fitnas of the time are increasing. Whether you look at Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tayyibah, whether you look at any other part of the Muslim world or non-Muslim world, there's nothing but an increase in fitnas. Whichever direction you look, it is nothing but fitnas. So we have to be very much on guard against these fitnas. If not, then they are going to consume us. They're going to destroy us. People are destroying their iman. They are getting carried away and influenced by the fitnas of the time. And then they are making statements of kufr, rejecting belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, rejecting belief in akhirat, in the day of qiyamah, in jannat and jahannam, losing total faith and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such kind of statements which even shaitan will become ashamed of. So they are making, because they are under pressure, they do not know what to do. As I mentioned that Hadith Sharif last week, for those who may not have been here, that the person will pass by the grave, he'll pass by a grave, and then he will return to that same grave. After he has passed by, he'll return to the same grave. And then he will look at that grave and he say, "Hi, I wish I was in this grave instead of this person that lies buried here." And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says this will not be because of his deen, that he is finding it difficult to practice on deen. That is why he is desirous of being in the grave. But it will be because of fitna. It will be because of the test that he will be in. That he will be under tremendous amount of pressure, as we may say. Financial, economical, political pressure in the home, outside. The person will be under so much of pressure and depression that he will desire that, "I wish I was in this grave instead of this person." So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a lot of warnings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Inna bayna yaday sa'a kazzabin." Close to Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that there will be lots of liars. Fahzaru, be very careful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying there will be plenty of liars. If we have to look around the world today, what do we find? Nothing but lies. Of course, it refers to lots of imposters, people who will claim that they are Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Very recently, a person in Mauritius claimed that he is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And people, even if shaitan has to stand up and claim that he is a Nabi of Allah ta'ala, they'll worship him too. He will always have some kind of a following. And people were flocking just because he was showing some kind of miracles. Now this has become such a dangerous thing for the Muslim Ummah, where somebody shows some kind of miracle. Whereas magical tricks are performed. If a person is hypnotized, you can make him do so many things. Mesmerism, you can do so many things. There are so many kinds of magical tricks that a person can learn the art of performing. Now they learn these tricks and then they say that we are Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and look at our miracles. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had miracles, then look at our miracles. Na'uzu billah. And the best part is that some people who were learned also, they got trapped and they pledged allegiance. They became bayat upon his hands. One of the things that he did whilst I was there, somebody that visited him just a few hours before that and came back, he says that he took a sheet or a towel and he started chasing some horse, pointing in some different direction, go this way, go that way, with the towel and the sheet. Then somebody asked him that what was happening. He said, all the abdals of the time had come to visit me and now I was sending them around to the different parts of the world. La hawla wa la. So imposters, liars will increase. People who will have their zahir different and batin different, they will make big and bold claims to be the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The only thing that they will do most probably might be some wazifa, some zikr, and after that they claim that they are great walis. But if you look at the batin, then it is worse than the wolves and the lions and shaitan, the inward, filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says liars will increase. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith with regards to the same fitnas coming close to Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that at that time yurfa'u al-ilm. Inna min ashrati sa'ata an yurfa'u al-ilm. That ilm will be taken away, meaning those who will be true and learned scholars of deen, the pious and the righteous ulama of deen, they will be leaving this world. They will be replaced by such people who will have no knowledge of deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah. People will come and ask them fatwas. They will give fatwas. They themselves will be misled and they will mislead others also. Because we will say that there is an explosion of knowledge at present. There was never a time in the history of the Muslim Ummah when we had so much of kitabs and so much of Islamic books and literature as we have today. Look at our computers, they have all the books of ahadith on computer. They have the tafsirs of the Quran Sharif on computer. They have all the fiqh and jurisprudence on computers. What you don't have on computers today? All the malfuzat of the mashayikh and of the great, great awliya, you have it on computer. But can we say that that computer became very pious and very righteous because it's got a lot of knowledge now? Or somebody gave khilafat to that computer on the day of graduation at some Darul Uloom, then they also tied a turban round a computer because it's got a lot of knowledge now. Have we heard any? So it is not only the knowledge that is sufficient, it is the practice upon that knowledge, and that will diminish. There will be a lot of talk about Islam, about deen, about Quran, about sunnah, and about ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and ishq and muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. There will be a lot of talk. People will by heart the malfuzat of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramatullah Ali, Khaja Muhyiddin Ajmeri Ramatullah Ali, and so many great awliya and buzrugs, or the sahaba-i kiram, the tabi'in, or the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or the tafasir of the Quran Sharif. But when it comes to practice, when it comes to actions, then there will be nothing. So it's a fitna. It's a fitna that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning. وَيَكْسْفَرَ الْجَهْلِ. Ignorance will increase. I mean, true knowledge will not be there. True practice on it will not be there. There will be ignorance of the true meaning of the Quran Sharif and the Ahadith. People will pick up some Islamic literature. They don't even know a sentence or a word in Arabic, but after having read some Islamic literature or something that is titled as an Islamic book or literature, and then they will start giving fatwas, or they will start quoting, and they will start making tafsir, and they will start giving guidance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned, and then after that he says, وَيَكْسُرَ الزِّنَا. Zina will be in abundance. Whichever direction you look, there will be nothing but zina. Abundant amount of zina will be committed. Now this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is predicting, and he is saying to the ummah, at a time when you will not find it in existence. Look at the asbab of zina today. Even if a person is not committing zina, then look at the asbab and the means of going towards zina. How much of attraction there is towards zina. And does anybody even look at it as a major sin? In our homes, what do we have? People who are pious, righteous, many a times in the first saf in the masjid, tasbihs in the hand, but they're sitting around the television with all their family, and what are they watching? Many a times I've given this example, and alhamdulillah, whenever I give it, somebody throws the TV out of his house. I said, if I have to send to your house a couple, and I have to tell you that I'm sending one couple, they're not married, they are just in love, and I'm sending them to your house, because we heard that you are a very pious and a righteous person. So that's why we're sending to your house. And we want you to allow them the opportunity of committing adultery in your room. And they will also be doing a little bit of drinking of alcohol and wine and brandy. And thereafter they will be doing some dance. And if they decide to get married, then they will be bringing the idols into your home, or they will be bringing the church bells into your home. Will any person allow it? They will say, you're mad, you're off your head. They will boot him out too. And they will curse him and his father and his grandfather. Don't you know what a pious person I am? And you're sending into my house for this kind of a sin. But then what are we doing when we are switching on the television? What is coming onto that screen? Sometimes there's a woman that's dancing. Sometimes they're singing. Sometimes they're drinking. Sometimes they're fornicating. Sometimes they're indulging in adultery. And sometimes they are bringing the church in there on the screen. And sometimes the bells that are ringing. And sometimes the idols that are being worshipped, the Bollywood and the Hollywood films that we watch, the actor is getting married where? What is happening? Where is the haya gone? Where is the shame gone? Where is the modesty gone? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we love him, then we must love his way. And his way is not only tasbih and zikr. His way is not only salat and zakat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq we have to bring into our lives. We have to bring his muasharat into our lives, his dealings into our lives, his character, his haya and his modesty and his shame. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had been invited into our home, or leave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if a person has to invite just someone whom he considers as a buzrug or as a wali or as a great alim or a muhaddis, or his sheikh and his peer, can he make the peer sahab sit there and his sheikh sit there, unless the sheikh is also a jahil and he also is one of them? Then we have many of them also in the world today. But if he is a true wali of Allah Ta'ala, can we sit with him and say that I'll be switching it on, I want you also to observe and watch? And then who do we blame after that? Every day we are getting calls, children are becoming rebels in the house, they are becoming monsters. They are rejecting the parents. They are beating up the parents. That incident, I have mentioned it many times, and I've still got the letter in my possession, where the father brought that little son, 4-year-old. And what did he say? He said that after listening to the talk of yours on television, he says, I want to inform you that this son of mine, said that this is what he was doing. We used to leave him on the television because we used to say that he's very busy. And what else are they going to do? So they let them keep themselves occupied, watching whatever comes on the television. So whilst he was watching, then he got affected. Because there is an effect. The subconscious mind is affected. And then what did he say? Wallah, in the masjid, I can't speak lies. He started telling his mother, I'll chop your neck off. I'll hang you from the window. I'll kill you, I'll shoot you, I'll murder you. Now these were the words this little child of four was saying to the mother. Now what would we attribute it to? Where else did he pick it up from? So who are we destroying in the process? We are destroying ourselves. We don't want to suppress the evil desires of our nafs. Enjoyment of nafs we want. After that there's regret for a lifetime. Mana masiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Mana masiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Mana masiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza aburu ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. Many times I have explained this. Ye mana masiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. There's a little bit of enjoyment and pleasure in haram. If a person steals somebody's car also, there's a little bit of pleasure in driving that Mercedes or that Rolls Royce. But then when he is arrested, or when the police come behind him and they shoot, then what? The person committed adultery, fornication. After that he contracted AIDS. He indulged in homosexual activities and contracted AIDS. On the one hand, they have World AIDS Day that we must work towards eradicating AIDS. And on the other hand, same-sex marriages are being legalized. What kind of a world are we now living in? Can they ever solve problems like that? I mentioned when they had that world conference on AIDS, then people came, delegates came from all parts of the world to solve the problem of AIDS. And the person who supplies some computer equipment and some other kind of cupboards and furniture, so he told me, he said that we are so busy, the company that I work for. And who is ordering all that? He said the escort agencies are ordering. Because they say we have to service the delegates that are coming. Now such kind of people will solve the problem of AIDS. So they will do whatever they have to do. They don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. They don't believe in a day of judgment. They do not believe in Qiyamah, in Hashar. They don't believe in Jannah, Jahannam. So they will do all those things that they are doing. But for us who have believed in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will never, never, ever find peace and happiness in vices, in evils and in sins. It can never happen. If Allah Ta'ala is displeased, Allah Ta'ala will make the heart of the person restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. He will have no sukoon in his life. Children will turn against him. Wives will turn against him. For the husbands, the wives will turn against them. And for the wives, if they are also disobedient, husbands will be against them. The husband will get involved in some other kind of vices. He will get caught up in other women and wine and in drink and other things. And the life of the wife and the husband will become miserable. It's a fitna. That's the fitna that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pointing towards. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, of the different fitnas that he has described. One is the fitna within the home. And he says the fitna of the family and the fitna of the home is this, that the husband turns against the wife, the wife turns against the husband, the children turn against the parents, parents against the children, family members against family members. What a big fitna that is. Because when the person goes inside his house, there's no peace, there's no sukoon. He prefers to be outside the home than being inside his home. Then he will make all kinds of excuses to go away from that house. So that's a fitna. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that zina will increase. And what does zina bring besides all what we know now about AIDS and all the rest of it? What else does it bring? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says there will be abundant number of deaths. Plenty of people dying. No more will be here of one person died here, one person there. There will be some shake-up of the ground and the earth on which people walk, or there will be some tsunami, or there will be some other kind of violent disaster, and thousands of lives will be gone. Or there will be wars and so many people are gone. Accidents, so many gone. Barakat of the business will be taken away. The person will earn and earn and earn, but no barakat at all. Barakat is a totally different thing. It's not plentiful that is barakat. At present, the criterion is plentiful. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan on me is tremendous and very, very great. Why? Because He has given me millions. Is that Allah Ta'ala's ihsan? If that was Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, then Qarun would have been the most blessed person. Why did he sink into the ground then? So it is not how much you have or how much you don't have. I have always said this. Wealth is not bad. That gold, silver, clothes, cars, furniture, home, good clothes, that is not dunya. Dunya is when it turns the person away from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When evil creep into the person's life and it causes him no concern. When he becomes negligent, his salat is missing, his akhlaq are missing, his ibadat is missing, his tilawat and zikr is missing, his kindness to poor and needy is missing. Where the person is all the time quarreling and arguing and raising his voice and shouting and screaming and fighting, then we will say that that person now, no matter how much he has got, but that's not an ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. It's a test for him. It is an azab sometimes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we must look what is our lifestyle and then look at the wealth. If our lifestyle is in accordance with Sharia, then that wealth is a very good thing. Good wealth in the hand of a good person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, is a very good thing. So fitnas of the time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that zina will increase. Now look at the azbab of zina today. Which newspaper doesn't invite us towards zina? Which magazine doesn't invite us towards zina? Which radio and television program doesn't invite towards zina? Every side, there's nothing but attraction, especially in this month of December now. The cinemas, the theaters, the gambling dens, the rave clubs, the discos, and all the things that will take place on the beachfront. Everything is inviting. Oh, you Muslim, come, join us, participate. You must integrate, you must assimilate, you must mix, you must be part of us. Your culture must be like our culture. Your akhlaq must be like our akhlaq. Enjoy yourself. Life is short. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. The non-Muslim says the same thing and the Muslim says the same thing. But when the Muslim says it, what he means is life is short. So do whatever you have to do. Make your ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Be good to your wife, to your children, to your family members. Deal and transact your businesses in a straight way. Don't be dishonest. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't deceive anybody. Don't hide the defects in any article that you are selling. Because life is short. Ek din marna hai. You will have to answer Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. That's what a Muslim means. And when a disbeliever says that, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai, what he means is enjoy yourself, commit as much adultery, fornication, drink, gamble, have as much illicit relationships as you wish. Why? Because you're going to die one day. So make the best of life. So there's a world of difference between the two people saying the same thing. So my respected, beloved brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they dearly love us. If they did not love us, they would not have wanted us to see and enjoy a life of happiness in this world and in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala would not have sent 124,000 companions. He would have not revealed the Quran Sharif. He would not have sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to guide us. He wants us to go to Jannah, enjoy the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Only one condition he makes, and that is that give up sins. Stay away from those things that are displeasing to Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala does not say stand on one leg and read 100,000 tasbih. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not say go to the qabristan, dig up some grave and lie down in there and read some wazifa. Stay away from those things displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So he says zina will increase, plenty of zina. That's one of the signs. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions a few other things. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity, we will continue. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from all the fitnas that are around us. May Allah Ta'ala distance us from those things which cause the wrath of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to descend upon us. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the problem of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. May Allah Ta'ala bless entire mankind with hidayat. We must ask for the entire mankind. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.